Hi, this is Cindy from Three Little Pigs. If you try my sauce, I know you'll be back.
Yeah, we are back, and the sauce is good this morning. You're listening to the Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL and the Cumulus Broadcast Network. We're live and local in downtown Grand Rapids. It's a beautiful day. Look outside. I got bluebird skies going to bump up against 60 degrees. What a fantastic day to get out on your back deck and get your barbecue on. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, Jop. And good morning, everybody. Welcome back to the Grilling Guys. We are in the second air, and we have Rob Russell on the grilling line. Good morning, Rob.
Hey, Bobby. How you doing?
Are you in South Dakota?
You know, I just got back from South Dakota. I was up there doing a class, ribs and chicken class, at Luke's Market. And, man, those guys, the barbecue's really starting to grow up there.
Excellent. Well, we had a lot of work to do down in Atlanta. You and I were at the show together, and I wanted to talk about a few of those things that we saw at the show, some of the cool things coming out in the industry. One of them you actually brought, and that's the new Good One built-in smoker.
Yeah, the barbecue oven. That's you know, it's kind of our answer to giving it a nice stainless look and getting a little bit more capacity than open range. It's still going to cook about 7 hours on a load of charcoal, and it's a great unit. I think it's going to be a really nice unit. We're probably going to get them out in probably 60 days. They'll be available, but we're excited about it.
Yeah, it's a very nice looking piece, and you know what I was surprised by, or pleasantly surprised by, were the number of well, first of all, barbecue grills dominated the show because they are actually supposed to be fireplaces and stuff there too. But, I mean, it was all grills. It was just an incredible explosion in the grill industry. And I was pleasantly surprised to see all of the outdoor kitchen ensembles and all the different items that go along with putting that outdoor kitchen, outdoor living room in your backyard. That trend is really, really blossoming nationwide.
Yeah, it is. You know, for so long we didn't see that outdoor living or that outdoor kitchen arena. We would see it on the East Coast and the West Coast, but you know, it's really growing really strong as a category, and people are putting, I mean, they're putting like $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 into their outdoor kitchens. It's like there's no stopping them. Everybody's loving this barbecue and the outdoor cooking, and it's going to be huge. It's coming.
Yeah, if you just tuned in, we're the Grilling Guys on the Cumulus Broadcasting Network, and we are talking with our favorite cowboy from Topeka, Kansas, Rob Russell from Ace of Hearts Barbecue, maker of the Good One and Three Little Pigs. Rob and I were at the National Hearth Patio and Barbecue Show, and we had a lot of fun. We worked very hard. You actually manned the Good One booth, and I worked probably a little more in the tech booth, but we were kind of both back and forth into both booths, and we had all our friends around us, various people, Old World Spice. I didn't see Original Juan there, but right behind you, there was a built-in outdoor kitchen cabinet assembly called Sunset Bay. What was your take on that?
You know, that stuff was all made of aluminum, and they have a patent on the coating system, which was awesome. I mean, it was very durable and expensive, you know, very expensive, but definitely there for a lifetime. You know, I used to build cabinets for 10 years at a custom cabinet shop, and I can recognize quality on something like that when I see it, and it's definitely quality. But those type of companies, we're going to see more and more of them that are really specializing in the outdoor kitchens.
Yeah, it looks like this company's from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Their website is sunsetbayoutdoor.com, but this stuff almost looks commercial. It is. It's just gorgeous stuff. And, you know, with gas going to $4 or $5 a gallon, it makes a lot of sense to stay home and entertain the people in your neighborhood. It's right up the Grilling Guy's alley. I mean, I am so pleased that this stuff is taking off, and we've got so many opportunities to choose from, or options to choose from, rather, in the marketplace. Because, like everything else, there's entry level up to the top of the line stuff. Sounds like you guys had an opportunity to see a bunch of that.
You are right on the money, Joppy. That it's the gas price and all these other things that are making people want to stay home. But you know, I found something else, Rob. Did you happen to see that Downtown Grill?
No, I didn't.
Oh, it's an electric grill that looks just like a Tech, and that thing is going to be hot. I'm trying to get more information on that as well. A few cool revolutionary things, some different pellet configurations. I just love going to shows like that, but the outdoor kitchen was definitely the expansion, and America is embracing the whole grilling thing at a huge pace.
I'll tell you another thing that I noticed at the show, and we're seeing it, stronger and stronger feeling that everything that was in China is coming back to U.S. You know, we're bringing our Pony Express model back to the U.S. You know, people are wanting more United States products. The Mac grills, you know, built in the U.S.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right, and it's good to see. Hey, Rob, we're on a hard break here. We got to go. Thanks so much for joining us and taking time with us. I'll talk to you next week.
Okay, guys. Have a good day.
Appreciate it. That's Rob Russell from Ace of Hearts Barbecue. Back to you, Randy.
Coming up next, we're going to bring the train to the station, and we're going to talk a little bit about the Laugh Fest that's in town, the Ultimate Sports Show, and do our own version of Man Law. Stick with us. We're the Grilling Guys. We'll be back.
And I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.